Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Not our own way, Lord, and not our own will,
but direct us, Lord Jesus, into the path that you have paid for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and cause us, Lord, to follow in that path. And, Lord, order our steps in your word. Keep us in your will, Lord. Please, Jesus, have mercy upon us right now. While we're praying, Lord, we are asking you to please remember all of those who are on the prayer list. Touch, Lord, one by one, name by name. Move on them, Lord, right this moment. Oh, God, lay your hand upon them. Touch their bodies, their mind, and their soul. In the name of Jesus, send on healing, Lord, and make every wound whole. Lord, rebuke the afflictions. Rebuke the sicknesses and diseases. In the name of Jesus, rebuke every evil force, my God. Move right now, Lord. Find the enemy on all sides. Destroy his works, oh God. Destroy all the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. And cover us under your blood, Lord. Keep us and preserve us in the name of Jesus. Not our will, Lord. Oh God, but we seek your will to be done in our lives. That we don't know what to do, oh God. We don't know which way to go. And we are completely dependent on you, Lord. We are ever looking unto you for guidance. We're looking to you, Lord, and we're acknowledging you to show us which way to go, my God. Show us what to do and how to do it, when to do it. Oh, God, because we want to please you, Lord. We want to be found in your will. Have mercy upon us, Lord Jesus. And search our hearts, oh God, anything that you're not pleased with, everything that is wrong, Lord, please forgive us and take it away from us, Lord. Take it out by the root in the name of Jesus. Remove it while we're praying, oh God, that we're down here waiting on you, Lord. We're waiting on you to move for us, oh God. We're waiting on our breakthrough, Lord. We're waiting on our miracles, oh God. And we're waiting on healing today, Lord. We're waiting on encouragement, Lord Jesus. We're waiting on our burdens to be lifted right now, Lord. Oh, blessed Savior, move right now, Lord, all around, my God. Move throughout the city, Lord Jesus. Move in every state, my God. Move, Lord, across to other countries, Lord, other provinces. Oh, my God, move all around the world. Oh, God, you know the conditions that are down here, Lord. You can see what we're going through every day. You can see our troubles, Lord. You can see our trials, our tests. You see everything that's before us. Lord, we're looking to you to help us. We're looking to you for strength, Lord, to be able to bear the things that come into our lives, the temptations that are before us. Lord, give us the strength. Help us not to yield to temptation. But give us strength and make us strong in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, and let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask that you will minister to us this hour. Oh, Lord, send your word and your anointing. Oh, God, speak unto us. Lord, speak to our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Speak to us, Lord Jesus. We are waiting on a word from you, Lord. We are waiting, oh God, for you to tell us to move forward and when to move. Oh, blessed Savior, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Take full control. In the name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Lord God, remember all the members of the body of Christ, everyone in particular, from the least to the greatest. Oh, my God, bless right now and bring us together. Make us one, Lord. Unite our hearts in love and help us, Lord God, to do your will, Lord. Help us to love one another. Help us, Lord Jesus, to minister according to your will. And remember those, Lord, who don't know you. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, that you'll reveal yourself unto them through your word. Cause them, Lord, to know that you are the only true and living God, and there is no other God beside you. Oh, my God, enlighten them concerning your will. Enlighten them, Lord Jesus, concerning eternal life. And, Lord, open their eyes. Take the blinders off their eyes and unstop their ears that they may hear when you speak unto them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, please also remember the bereaved families today. Lord, we pray, God, that you will ever comfort and console them, Lord. Please, Jesus, be close to those families and wrap your arms all around them, Lord. Let them know that they're not alone, that you're there to uphold them and to get them through this difficult time. Oh, Lord, you know all things. And we ask, God, that you will please be merciful and compassionate toward those families in the name of Jesus. Yes. Oh, God, we believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We're depending on you. We're ever looking unto you. For, Lord, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need you now to increase our faith, Lord, and help us to believe even the more. As the scripture says, Lord, remove all doubts. Remove all unbelief. Oh, God, take it out right now. Remove it from our hearts. And help us to love you with our whole heart, to believe with our whole heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We count it as done, Lord. And we give you thanks. We honor you, oh, God. We lift you up.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Glory
to you. Thank you. For hearing our prayer, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to see another day. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you, Lord, for giving us our health and strength. We thank you, oh God, for blessing us to have our eyesight and our ears to hear, Lord, hallelujah, a voice to speak. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, glory to your name. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done. And for what you're doing right now, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your touch. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all things, Lord. And now, oh God, we ask that you will remember us and be with us throughout the course of this broadcast. And we ask that you'll accept our prayer, all of those things that we've asked. Oh, God, we ask it in faith in the name of Jesus. And we believe we have it. And we thank you for it. And we pray, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you can just take a moment with me and let us just give God an open praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Truly, thank God for prayer. We thank God for all that he's done. And for the benefit of those of you who are dialing in for the first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our pastor, our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the president. And we like to acknowledge our late vice president, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all the people of God. We just thank God for every one of you who have tuned in, and we invite you to praise the Lord with us today. We invite you to just listen in, amen, and be blessed. The Word of God, listen carefully to the Word of God. If you want to write anything down, get your notebook ready and take notes. Praise the Lord, and we have announcements. If you want to write anything down, any numbers that you might want to use in the future, write them down. Praise the Lord. And let us enjoy Jesus today. Let us have a good time in the Lord for this next hour. Amen. Praise God. This is an hour of praise. This is an hour of giving God glory, and it doesn't have to stop after the hour is over. Glory, hallelujah, because God is good all day long. God is worthy to be praised all day long. Amen. And once again, we are so happy that you took the time out to tune in on this afternoon. Praise the Lord, and we pray that God will bless you greatly. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Khadija would read our opening scripture and also give our announcements. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
God bless. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening scripture is taken from the 107th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse of the 107th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 107th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 13th verses. And again, we just want to thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I want to let you know that the broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice. Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice, Title One School, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry.com. The number 100 at gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And our prayer request line is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the show, you can dial our guest number. Or if you have a testimony you'd like to tell or scripture you'd like to share, an encouraging word. If you're clergy, if you'd like to have remarks after the word, if you have a song you'd like to sing, don't hesitate to call us. Our phone number is 978-990-5270. And our access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Calbreath hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is, the dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Christine Watson, they host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff speaks on WD like dog, E like elephant, X, 1430 or 1380 in North Carolina right now on Saturdays at 6 o'clock. Saturdays at, I think it's 11 a.m. Forgive me, I don't have the paper in front of me, but I'll get that information to you. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And added to our prayer list is the bereaved Williams Edmond family. That is Evangelist Maybell's father's wife passed. So we want to lift him up in prayer. And that's it. His name is Titus Edmond Sr. So pray for him. Pray for Tracy Curry. That's Evangelist Martha Calbreath's cousin. Pray for Daryl Mercado, who's in the hospital with serious brain injury. Continue to pray for Nahed Shada, Percy, for C. Fields, who is very ill in need of serious prayer. Evangelist Maybell's cousins, the Parhan family, Stephen Allen Jr., Terrell Allen, that the Lord would save them, Elder Barry Johnson and the Bereaved Johnson family, the Spriggs family, the Bereaved Gatewood family, Tanika Huff, the Moore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, the Bereaved Marshall family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Bereaved Anderson family, the Bereaved Diggs family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, Deborah and her daughter, Muhammad Hameen, Nicholas, Andrew Marshall, Celeste Hall, and please, that is my friend Celeste Hall. She was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and a couple of days ago she was taken to hospice, and she was texting with me, and she still believes in God, but she is in hospice at this moment. So please continue to pray for her, Celeste Hall. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I yield the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond for words of encouragement.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity
Thus far, I thank the Lord for the opening prayer. We know that prayer changes things and that God is yet working miracles. So we want to continue to look to him and trust in him and take him at his word. And we are thankful for the opening scripture that was read telling us, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And I tell you of a truth, I'm a witness that God is good. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter how you feel. God is still good, and we still have to give his name praise and thank him for what things that we are going through. Thank him. The Bible said in all things, give thanks. It may seem bad. It could be good, but we can give thanks for all things. And said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You see, God did all these things. He delivered from the hand of the enemy. When they wandered in the wilderness, they found no city to dwell in. But God, he made a way for them. They were hungry, they were thirsty, and their souls fainted within them. But God gave them food to eat. He gave them water to drink. He did all these things, and that's why the Lord was saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And the Lord has done the same thing for us. He has given us food. He has made a way for us. He has delivered, and that's why we give thanks unto the Lord. So we want to thank God for all things today, and we pray that the Lord will have his way, that he will send his word and send his anointing through the speaker of the hour. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all things. Be encouraged. Look to the Lord, for he is our help and he is our hope. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the prayer. We thank the Lord for the opening scriptures. Thank God for those beautiful words for encouragement coming through Evangelist May. Thank God for Evangelist Khadijah giving the announcement and also reading that beautiful passage of scripture. I'm just happy down in my soul. God is good to us, and it is important that we give thanks unto the Lord. And again, I'm just so happy for how the Lord has blessed us. And now let us prepare to go to the Word of God. If you will get your Bibles ready, and let us have a brief word of prayer before we read the Scripture. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we yield ourselves unto you. Lord God, we ask that you open our ears, open our hearts, oh God, that we may hear your voice when you speak and receive your Word in our hearts. Oh, Lord, move in a special way and bless abundantly, Lord, through your word. We believe you, God, and we are taking you at your word, and we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, let us turn our attention to the word of God, to the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 31, 35 through 39. And then the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 11. Praise the Lord. That is Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 31. And let's begin with that verse. And it reads, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And also want to go down to 35. Read, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that cometh, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things
hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. He sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And at this time, we're going to move on in the message. The title of the message is, What You're Going to Do for God, Do It Now. And the theme is, Move with Fear and by Fear God. Move with fear and by faith. I just added that part, move with fear. Amen. Praise the Lord. So again, the title is, What You're Going to Do for God, Do It Now. And I had move by faith, but I'm adding move with fear by faith. Amen. In this passage of scripture, in the 10th chapter, Apostle Paul was encouraging the church, amen, and he was letting them know in the 31st verse, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Praise the Lord. It's important that we reverence God in fearing God, not being afraid of God or scared of God, but giving him due reverence and respect that is due to him by having a fear. When God gives us a commandment or order us to do something, we move with fear. We respect God's commandment and everything he asks us to do, because we know that whatever we do, our actions have consequences. Praise the Lord. Therefore, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God when we have not done what God has called us to do. It's a fearful thing to fall into his hands, because once we are in the hands of God, no one can deliver us out of his hands. No one can stop what God wants to do to us, not even ourselves. We cannot stop God from doing whatever he wants to do. Praise the Lord. So when we have the fear of God, it gives us knowledge. It gives us wisdom. And the Bible lets us know that it's the beginning of knowledge. Praise the Lord. We are beginning to learn who God is. We are learning what God is pleased with and what he's not pleased with. Praise be to God. So going over to verse 35, Apostle Paul is telling the church, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. Don't lose your confidence, but put your total trust in the Lord. What is confidence? It's full trust. It is the belief in the powers, the trustworthiness, or reliability of something or someone. Praise the Lord. And if you believe in the power, the trustworthiness, the reliability, the promises of God, you can put your full trust in him and go ahead and do whatever you're going to do for him. Praise the Lord, without delay. It's important that we do for God when he speaks, when the Lord moves and he tells us to do something or go somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's no time to procrastinate or just lollygag and hem-haw and all around, but and not making excuses either, but doing whatever it is God has given us to do, do it now. Hallelujah. And then move with fear and by faith. Praise be to God. And the Bible lets us know some great examples of those who went before us, who moved by faith. Amen. Having the fear of God. And I'll finish this now. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Good things will come if you will maintain your trust in the Lord, your full confidence in him, knowing that whatever he promised, he will bring it to pass. God will never go back on his word, but he will always do what he said, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So the promise is unto us, but we must wait patiently for it. And in our waiting, praise the Lord, do all that we can do for the Lord. Amen. Keep all of his commandments. Obey his every command. Whatever the Lord commissions you to do, do it with all your might. Do it with your whole heart, keeping your confidence in him, knowing that if you complete the work that God has given you to do, praise be to God, whatever moment is your last moment, you know with confidence that you're going to receive the promise, hallelujah, because you waited patiently on the Lord and you kept the faith. Glory be to God. You moved with fear and trembling. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. This word of God, it is right. The 37th verse said, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. And will you be ready in that moment? Will you be ready when the Lord come on the scene, when he appear in the cloud as he would return? Oh, glory be to God. When you see him, oh, yes, Lord, in the cloud, when you look up and you see Jesus, glory be to God, what will that be like for you? Will you know without a doubt? Will you have that confidence that your faith is strong enough to catch you up in the air where you can meet Jesus and be caught up in the rapture? Hallelujah. When the Son of Man comes and he finds you where you are, will you have faith? Will your faith remain? Glory be to God. He'll be looking for someone who has kept the faith. And on further, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. No drawing back. No trying to push somebody else up and you stay in the background. But you move by faith. You move with fear. Glory to God. And go where the Lord sends you. Do what the Lord commands you to do. Speak when the Lord says speak. Hold your peace when the Lord says hold your peace. Oh, glory to God. Whatever you're going to do for God, do it now. And make sure that you have faith and that you trust in the Lord with your whole heart. Hebrews 11 chapter talks about faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, things not seen. Hallelujah. You don't see it with your natural eyes. Glory to God. But you desire and you hope for it. And having this faith, you believe that you have the promises that God has made to us. You believe that the crown of righteousness belongs to you. Even though you don't see it with the natural eye, the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. You know it exists, praise be to God, because God promised it. Even though the natural eye cannot envision it or even see it naturally, praise God, there's the evidence of the things we cannot see in the word of God. Every word God spoke, hallelujah, he stands by it. And he will never, ever go back on his word, but he will keep every word. Amen. He will keep every promise. Praise be to God. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. This word of God is so powerful. The word of God is right. And if you don't know the word of God, read your Bible. Read it every day, and you will come to know God and know who he is. Oh, praise the Lord, because he is the word. Amen. This word of God framed the world, and it was done by faith, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So what we see and the things that appear to us, things did not frame the world. Glory to God. But the world was framed by faith, and it was done with things that we cannot see with the natural eye. Glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve. Another example of someone who accomplished something by faith is Abel. He offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, his brother. Both of them offered sacrifices to God, but one was acceptable. In other words, excellent. It was acceptable by God, and it was accepted by God in such a way that he obtained witness that he was righteous. Amen. God himself testifying of his gift. And by this, Abel is still speaking even though he's dead. His gifts and his sacrifices that he made to God, they still speak for him even though he's been dead for so long. What he did still lives. Glory, hallelujah. It's still living today. And it was done by faith. Hallelujah. Another example is Enoch. Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God. And therefore, because he pleased God so well, because of his full trust in the Lord and in his promises, because he kept the confidence in God, he did not see death. Amen. But God himself translated Enoch because Enoch truly pleased God. And by faith, he pleased God. Amen. The Bible tells us in the sixth verse, which reads, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. You cannot please God without faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. First, you must believe that God is. And the latter part of this said, and that he, talking about God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seeking the Lord and having faith. Glory be to God. We can do whatever God has commanded us to do. Oh, glory be to God. And I know that the times we're living in right now, we are suffering from many, many losses, devastating losses, heartbreaking losses. Oh, glory to God. Painful losses. But the greatest loss is to lose out with God. That's the greatest loss. To lose out with God by not doing what God has given you to do. Not moving by faith as Abraham did. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't even know, but when God told him to go, he got up and he went. But he did it by faith. The ninth verse says, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. He ended up in the land of promise as in a strange country. He never knew of this place. He had never been there before. But when God said, go, he didn't hesitate. He didn't draw back, but he went. He sojourned in the land of promise, amen, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So they didn't have a house to live in, but they just dwelt in tabernacles, and they just stayed where they could stay, but God said, go, amen. And they moved by faith. Sometimes we move a little too slow. We know God is laying on our heart to do something or to go somewhere or to say something. And we move a little too slowly and we hesitate and we draw back. And then when we come to terms and decide, yeah, I better go ahead and do what God wanted me to do, it might be too late then. Praise be to God. So it's best to move by faith and put your total trust in the Lord. No, you're not going to understand everything God is telling you to do. Hallelujah. You're not going to receive the whole set of instructions all at once. Praise the Lord. When you move with fear and move by faith, and sojourn. Start out on your way to doing what you're going to do for the Lord. God will intervene. Hallelujah. He will begin to lead and guide you. He'll direct your steps. Amen. He will actually order your steps in his word and in his will. You might get in your vehicle and start driving to do God's will, and he might take control and even speak to you and tell you to turn right here, turn this way, or turn that way, or stop here. Glory be to God. And if you follow his direction, you'll end up right where God wants you to be. And then God will begin to minister and speak to you and let you know how to proceed. Oh, glory be to God. When he spoke to the man of God, Jeremiah, the prophet, told him to go down to the potter's house. Amen. He didn't give him everything all at once, but when he got down to the potter's house, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Oh, glory be to God. But he moved by faith. He went on because God said, go, not knowing what God wanted him to see or do exactly, but he went by faith. And when he arrived at the potter's house, oh, glory to God, God was right there waiting for him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He met him there, and the word of the Lord came to him. And this is how we have to trust God. We have to have confidence and believe that wherever God wants us to go, he's going to meet us there. He's going to be there waiting for us. So it's no need of us fear as far as doing what God wants us to do. Don't be afraid to do God's will. Don't be afraid to go when the Lord says go. Don't be afraid to do what the Lord says do. And don't be afraid to speak what the Lord says speak. Sometimes we have things in our mind. We want to say this, but it's not time yet. We have to have patience and wait until the Lord says speak. So there are times where we even have to hold our peace because God said so, and let's do it by faith. Let's reverence God. Let's fear the Lord, and let's move by faith. Amen. Praise be to God. And I just want to elaborate on the latter part of the scripture in the 10th chapter, verse 38. I want to go back to that. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And verse 39, I want to highlight, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. What is perdition? Perdition is a state of eternal punishment and damnation into which a sinful and unpenitent person passes after death. Oh, glory to God. Again, we suffer many losses, but the greatest loss is to lose out with God. That's the greatest loss. So we're not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe, of them that have faith and believe to the saving of the soul. That's what we are about. Believing to the saving of the soul. And that's what God wants. God wants to save. God wants to deliver. He wants to heal. There are so many good things that come of faith. Having this faith, not putting it aside, but keeping that full trust, which has great recompense of reward, great things in store, hallelujah, if we cast not away
our confidence. Amen. But let us wait patiently on the Lord. Let us believe God according to the word of God, as the scriptures have said. Amen. Let us believe God in this way. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for every one of you. Praise the Lord. And today, maybe your faith is a little weak and you desire to have your faith strengthened and reassured with the Lord today. And maybe there's someone who has been wanting to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. And whatever you're going to do for the Lord, you get in a hurry. I urge you, get in a hurry and do it now. But do it by faith, trusting and believing God. God can do it for you today. Praise the Lord. If you're willing to repent of your sin, if you're willing to turn and walk away from the world, your worldly ways, the things that God is not pleased with, if you're willing to obey the call, the voice of the Lord calling you to come out of the world, to come out of sin, to repent of your wrong, oh, glory to God. God will have mercy on you, and he will save you. If there is anyone who is struggling and dealing with so many different things, going through so much, and you need a touch from the Lord, you need to feel that reassurance of the promises of God, you need that encouragement, you need to be uplifted. Today, God will do it for you. If you only have faith and trust him, he'll do it for you today. Oh, glory be to God. Maybe there's someone who is backslidden on God and you desire to return to the Lord. You desire to be reclaimed by God. God, his hand is outstretched to you. God wants to do it for you. And if you're willing right now to repent and make up your mind to turn back to God, God will do it for you. We're going to go to God in prayer, trusting and believing God, praying the prayer of faith, knowing that the promises of God are true. Amen. And he is willing to fulfill all those promises. When the time for them to be fulfilled comes, surely he will do it. Thank you, Jesus. And when we go right now to God in prayer, let us come together. Because where two or three are assembled in the name of Jesus, Jesus promised that he is in the midst. Amen. And I believe and I can feel his presence right now, that he's in the midst of us. As we go to the Lord, let us believe together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, Lord, and we call upon your holy name, asking you for forgiveness. Oh, God, we repent. Lord, we are so sorry for any wrong that we've done. We're sorry for our faults and our shortcomings. And we ask, Lord, that you will be compassionate and merciful toward us and forgive us. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We come to you, oh, God, on behalf of the repentant sinner today, asking you, Lord, to look down on their soul right now, Lord, and search their heart, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you'll forgive and blot out their transgressions. Lord, forgive all of their sins and take their sins away and save their soul, Lord Jesus. Fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord, cover them under your blood.
and wash them on the inside. Wash them on the outside. Clean them up, Lord Jesus, and make them all your own. In the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord Jesus, on behalf of the backslider. Oh, God, be merciful and restore their soul, Lord. Reclaim them, Lord Jesus. Loose every shackle, my God. Break the chains, Lord, and free their souls. Help them to make it, God, before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, let your redeeming blood wash their souls and wash their hearts, wash their spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We come to you, my God, on behalf of those who are dealing with so many troubles in their lives, so many problems, tests, and trials, Lord, and feeling discouraged, feeling like their faith is a little weak. We come to you, my God, and we ask that you will strengthen them, oh God. Fill them up right now, Jesus. Help them to continue on, Lord. Please, Jesus, stop by for just a little while, my God. Give them the strength they need and help them to endure. In the name of Jesus, Lord, please strengthen their faith today and help them to believe as the scripture says. Take away the drawback. Take away all doubt. Take away the fear in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, my God. We know you're able, Lord, and we know you can do all things, and nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is too hard for you, God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We believe you today, Lord. We are praying for those, Lord, who are discouraged. We ask you to encourage them, Jesus, and help them to continue on, Lord. And those who are uncertain, unsure, oh, God, give them assurance and help them, Lord, to be certain of when you speak, they know it's your voice. They know when you are directing them to do something or to say something. Take away all the doubt, Lord. Remove all the doubt. And let them know of a surety, God, that it is you in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray, God, for those who are on the prayer list. We ask you, God, to remember them one by one, name by name, Lord, and bless them, oh, God, abundantly in the name of Jesus. Lay your hand upon them, Lord. Move in their lives and bless them, oh, God. Work things out for them, God. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Please have mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for the bereaved families today. And we are asking you, oh, my Lord, to go and comfort them. We are asking you, Lord, to please wrap your arms around them, Lord Jesus, and help them. During this difficult time, Lord, be close to the families, family members, to stick together, Lord God. Don't let the families be divided, but help them, Lord, to console one another and to comfort one another and to stay together in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, my Lord, oh God, but we know that no one can comfort or console like you can. We are asking you to please, Lord Jesus, help those families in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you will remember those who are sick. Lord God, those who are recovering from sicknesses and diseases. Remember those, Lord God, who seem to take a turn for the worse. But, God, we know you're able to turn everything around. We know you have the power, oh, God, that you are able to raise the dead. You are able to give life to the one who has died. Oh, God, you are able to work miracles And we believe you today for a miracle. We believe you, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, for the healing. Oh, God, we believe you for the saving of souls. We believe you for the deliverance of the bound today. God, we believe you for strength and for encouragement. We believe you for come, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for hearing our prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the moving of your spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the outpouring of your spirit. God, we thank you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the petitions that are written on the prayer list, for the unspoken requests. Hallelujah. We thank you, my God. We claim it by faith, and we count it done. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings. We thank you for all that you've done. And now, Lord, we ask, God, that you will be with us throughout the course of this evening, Lord, keeping our minds stayed on you, Lord, keeping us and preserving us. Lord, take us through and be with us,
God.
Oh, blessed Savior, look on those who are listening today. Lord, bless them in a special way. Let the blessing come and overtake them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we believe it. We count it done, and we thank you for it. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Take a little time and just give thanks to the Lord. Everyone, let's thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
God.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank
you,
the Lord, for prayer.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Praise God. We thank the Lord.
Thank you.
Once again, for you, we thank God for this broadcast. At this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist Khadijah and Evangelist May. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. Thank God for the prayer as well. And she began to have that title, What You're Going to Do for God, Do It Now. And saying, move with fear and by faith. And this was a very motivational message, very powerful message. She was encouraging us to move by faith. And she talked about moving with reverential fear. It's this high respect that we have for God. When he gives us a charge, we ought to respect and reverence God enough to move by the faith that he's given us. And, you know, we say we trust him. It's time to trust him. You know, take our faith and trust in God and do his will. Whatever he calls us to do, like she said, there's no time to procrastinate. And she was, you know, saying not to be afraid to do God's will. And I just thought, yeah, we ought not to be afraid to do God's will. We ought to be afraid not to do his will. If we don't do his will, we have to answer to him. You know, sometimes we worry about, oh, what are people going to think about us if I sing this song or if I pray this way or if I do this or do that. We worry about what people are going to think about us. But we ought to fear God and worry about what will happen to us if we don't do his will, if we don't have that faith to take that step and to do it. He gave us the work. He gave us the charge. He's going to be with us. We ought to move by faith like the example that she began to read about in the Bible. I enjoy this very beautiful message, very powerful message. I just want to say to them, how many keep on preaching the word of God?
The Lord, I thank the Lord for that message. I tell you, it's a soul-stirring message, and it
Amen.
Causes you to want to fear God even more, because if you know that God told you to do something, you ought to do it. And if God is leading you in a certain way, you got to move by faith, and you got to fear God enough that you will
move by faith. And I just God on his case through the word of God and through this message on today. And I do want the Lord to increase my faith. Give me some more faith. I need some more faith. So I just thank the Lord. Thank you for all things. And, you know, I just want to give God some praise and thanks. Like the scripture said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I praise God for what he's doing, what he's already done, how the Lord has blessed and delivered. And I'm asking that you will continue to pray for us. Keep me in your prayers. And continue to preach the word of God and continue to let him have his way. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through both Evangelist Khadijah and Evangelist May. I truly enjoy that. Thank you for the encouragement as well. And we just thank the Lord again for this broadcast and for all of you who have taken the time to tune in. And we thank you for your patience. And I tell you the truth, I have truly enjoyed praising the Lord. And again, sometimes when we have something to do for the Lord, we're not going to always have somebody else to go along with us, because some things are just for us to do. God just wants us to do it, and that's it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to have support, and I thank God for the support. And there may be times when it's just going to be you, nobody but you and God. Oh, praise the Lord. So don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Know that all the support you need is in God. If God is supporting you, you got everything you need. Praise God. So before we conclude the broadcast, Evangelist May or Evangelist Khadijah, do either of you have anything additional to add?
No, not at this point.
Amen. All right. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We do look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday evening, if it be the Lord's will, at 7 p.m. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord. And may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And good night.